If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. We have a spectacular guest for you this half hour, Amy Myers, physician, author of The Autoimmune Solution, Prevent and Reverse the Full Spectrum of Inflammatory Symptoms and Diseases, published by HarperOne. She's a specialist in autoimmune disease whose career was set in motion by her own experience in dealing with autoimmune issues. She graduated cum laude from the Honors College at the University of South Carolina, attended LSU Medical School, completed a residency in emergency medicine at Maryland, and now practices. Where do you practice now, Amy?
I'm in Austin, Texas.
And so at the Austin, I thought it was in Austin, Texas, because it's known, her functional medical center there is known as Austin Ultra Health. Amy,
yes.
What is inflammatory disease? And let's first do that one. What is inflammatory disease?
Well, let's first just talk about, you know, inflammation, which is our natural body's process. When you sprain your ankle, it gets red and swollen and it hurts. And that's our body's natural process that happens when we have injury or damage to our tissue. But what is happening is when damage is going on long term and inflammation is going on in the body, it really is the beginning process of pretty much all chronic disease. The cardiologist will now tell you heart attacks are an inflammatory process. And certainly anybody suffering from anything out there with that ends in itis, pancreatitis, iritis, diverticulitis, anything with itis, that signals inflammation. That's an inflammation of that particular body part.
So when you say inflammation, is that swelling? Is it immune cells coming there? What specifically is happening that's causing that we say is inflammation?
So yes, both of those things are happening, and what happens is our immune systems are going in to help our to repair the tissue that's being damaged, and so part of that outward manifestation is that swelling and the redness and the heat, and what's going on deeper inside is that many cells are rushing to the scene trying to fix the situation. And then, of course, we can go into full-blown autoimmunity, which is where that system goes awry and begins to attack our own tissues, thinking that they are foreign or that they are damaged, and they're going in to fix it, and meanwhile end up attacking it and creating a process where your body begins to attack itself.
So what I think of, and tell me where I'm wrong here, is the inflammation, the normal amount is when you get injured, you repair it, and then your immune cells commit suicide, if you will. And autoimmunity is the friendly fire that occurs when they don't commit suicide normally but keep on attacking. Is that the right way of thinking about it, or is there other ways that are better?
Well, that's in theory a good way to think of it. However, you know, nobody knows 100% how an autoimmune disease occurs. There's certainly many theories, and I talk about them in my book, and many factors. So I would say inflammation is a normal process, right? Like I mentioned, you cut your leg, you twist your ankle, and those cells are going in to repair. I don't know that with autoimmunity, a cell is not going into, I guess one of the theories is, say, heavy metals or infections are damaging those cells, and the body is then coming in to repair those cells. And yes, they don't end up dying, and they can either attack the mercury or the virus or the bacteria and inadvertently attack your tissue as well. And I can certainly get into some of the processes by which that happens, if you'd like, or by which
you
think
it happens. Well, let's go. Let me just refer people to your website. If people want more information than I'm going to get because we're limited in time, they can either go to Amy Myers, AmyMyersMD.com, or get the book, The Autoimmune Solution, Prevent and Reverse the Full Spectrum of Inflammatory Systems and Diseases. Okay, let's answer a question that got sent in. I have thyroid disease. Is that an autoimmune disease? How should I have prevented it? And are most thyroid diseases autoimmune diseases or just some?
So to answer it, most all thyroid disease is autoimmune disease, but the only way to know if it's autoimmune or not is to actually have your thyroglobulin antibodies and your thyroid peroxidase antibodies checked. Some doctors naturally check this when you are found to either have a high or a low thyroid, but many doctors don't bother to check it because in conventional medicine, their treatment is the same regardless. If your thyroid is low, to give you thyroid replacement. They, in conventional medicine, and I am classically trained as a conventional doctor, and now I practice functional medicine where I actually try to get to the root, which is what my book is about, and obviously what this question is about as well. They don't believe that whether it's autoimmune or just simply low thyroid, that it makes any difference in terms of treatment. I would say differently. I think that if you have low thyroid or certainly autoimmune thyroid, it puts you in a different category, and we really do want to look for those root causes that got you into the situation. We know that if you have one autoimmune disease, you're three times more likely to get another. Now, if you have what's classically known as Hashimoto's or autoimmune hypothyroidism, you might think, oh, I just take my thyroid replacement and, you know, I'm fine. But the next autoimmune disease may be lupus or MS or rheumatoid arthritis, and those are things that you can't simply just take a pill for and sort of feel normal. So in my book, I talk about five underlying causes or four pillars of the Myers Way, which is my program, and those are the diet that we're eating today with the grains and legumes and things that are hybridized and genetically modified and processed and chemically altered to our gut being leaky, and if people don't know what that is, I can certainly go into that, to toxins in our environment, infections that we're all being exposed to, and the stressful lives that we're leading. And I find that typically people with any type of autoimmune disease typically have some, if not each of these five factors being out of balance or have a problem there. And when we address all of those issues or all of those five factors, we can often reverse that autoimmunity and get people off of medications and become symptom-free. So to answer the first question, they wouldn't know if it's autoimmune or not unless they tested for antibodies.
Let's go first into leaky gut. So even if you have the antibodies or even if you don't, you still would think about leaky gut. So what is leaky gut and what do you do about it?
So most of us are kind of walking around probably with some degree because of the fact that we're all eating these processed diets and genetically modified diets and hybridized foods. Our gut is normally sits together, our gut wall, and held together with tight junctions in our small intestines. And we have little villi where we digest and absorb teeny, teeny, tiny little particles. And that's how we get our nutrients from the food that we eat. When we bombard our digestive tract with foods that are genetically modified and hybridized and altered, we breathe and are exposed to all the toxins in the environment now. When we're taking medications like acid-blocking medications or things like Advil or antibiotics or steroids, over time, these tight junctions can actually break apart. And what happens then is large particles, large proteins that were never meant to get into our bloodstream, like, say, the gluten molecule or even certain viruses and bacteria, can get in, and they begin to stimulate our immune system. What most people don't really realize is that 80% of our immune system is right there in our gut. So it's there, you know, defending us every day. And when these tight junctions break apart and these larger particles that are foreign and never should have come into our bloodstream, then our immune system goes on attack. So
the tight junctions, Amy, we've got a break. So we've been talking with Amy Myers, The Autoimmune Solution, Prevent and Reverse the Full Spectrum of Inflammatory Symptoms. We'll talk more about the tight junctions and how you get them tight again when we come back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. RadioMD.com. Stay well.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.